Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today's episode is going to be a Commander Quick Take. On episodes like these, I give you my initial take on a newly spoiled commander from an upcoming set. I'm going to talk about a potential direction to take that commander and possible cards to use for that build. I'll also go over some possible upgrades and similar commanders to this one. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So last night, or I guess this morning, or evening, depending on where you're at, there was a new card that was unofficially spoiled, Veto, Thorn of the Dusk Rose. Now, this one, again, I said unofficially, and as you can see, if you're looking at the picture right now, there's been some things that are kind of hidden or blocked off, and yeah, again, this has not been confirmed by Wizards to my knowledge, so not completely positive if this is a real spoiler for M21, but it looks pretty legit. So I'm going to do a quick take on it. I'm going to go through some cards that, if I were building a commander deck around this, what are some things I might consider and some strategies I might be considering. Anyway, so Veto, Thorn of the Dusk Rose, not sure on power and toughness right now. It's a vampire cleric that costs 2 in the black. It says whenever you gain life, target opponent loses that much life, and you can pay 3 black, and creatures you control gain lifelink until end of turn. So this is actually a really cool design. For just 3 mana, you get kind of a Sanguine Bond type effect. I guess the exact same effect, that when you gain life, you can drain an opponent, which is a fantastic way to go about it. And it gives you the kind of means to gain life too, by being able to give your entire army lifelink. Now, 5 mana is quite a bit, but again, giving your entire army lifelink is kind of like double strike with this commander. Let's say that you're hitting an opponent for, 10 damage with your creatures. You can then, make sure you're getting life with that as well by giving our creatures lifelink. And then you can basically essentially drain that same opponent for another 10. So basically kind of double strike-ish. But you can actually just use this in a different way too. Let's say that, in another opponent is pretty close to dying, but you can't get your creatures through on them. You can swing at someone else, you can gain life and still take them out and deal damage to the other opponent as well. So you can kind of utilize that in a very kind of flexible way that benefits you by getting life, and it drains an opponent as well. Obviously, the first card that comes to mind for many with this kind of a deck would be Exquisite Bond. Exquisite Bond's an enchantment that costs 4 and a black. It says whenever an opponent loses life, you gain that much life. This is just a straight up combo with it, just like the Sanguine Bond, Exquisite Blood combo. Essentially, you just need to gain life, which again, this commander allows you to do, and you can infinitely drain all your opponents out right away, essentially. Exquisite Bond is I believe, $45 card right now, so yeah, that's not exactly a budget consideration, but if you are kind of looking outside of that budget, that's definitely one to consider for this deck, because again, that is one card combo with your commander. So yeah. Next up, some drain cards that you should probably be considering are things like Grey Merchant of Asphodel. It's a 2/4 zombie that costs 3 black. When it enters the battlefield, each opponent loses X life or X is your devotion to black. You gain life equal to life lost this way. So this one is already draining out your opponents. Let's say that your devotion to black is 6. You're draining all your opponents for 6 each. That's 18. You gain 18 life. You can make one of your opponents then lose 18 life on top of that. So that's 24 life loss total just for having 6 devotion. And there are going to be plenty of times where you have more devotion than that, especially in mono black. So yeah, Gary, Grey Merchant of Asphodel is going to be fantastic for this kind of a deck. Even a drain life spell just like Blood Tithe could be good in it. It's a sorcery for 3 and a black. It says each opponent loses 3 life. You gain life equal to life loss this way. So yeah, that's going to be 3 life each. That's going to be, you're going to be gaining 9 life. Again, this is all considering that you have 3 opponents still. And then you're draining one opponent for 9 life. So that's going to be 12 life in total for 4 mana. You drain one opponent and you're gaining 9. It's a really, this commander kind of really helps you utilize that life gain. Revenge of Ravens can be another great addition. It's an enchantment that costs 3 and a black. It says whenever a creature attacks you or a planeswalker you control, that creature's controller loses 1 life and you gain 1 life. This can essentially double up the amount of life that player is going to lose if they attack you. Obviously you can choose to make someone else lose life when you're gaining that life from this. But yeah, if they attack you with 4 creatures, they're already going to be losing four, you're going to be gaining four, and then you can choose to make that player lose another four or make someone else lose another four. So yeah, kind of gives you that flexibility to really help you utilize that life gain. A one-shot combo with this, outside of Exquisite Vond, which can take out everyone, this can take out one player. It's going to be Blood Tribute. It's a sorcery for four black-black. It has Kicker, tap and untap vampire you control. Target opponent loses half his or her life rounded up. If Blood Tribute was kicked, you gain life equal to life loss this way. So again, just double-checking here. Yes, Vito, Thorn of the Duskrows is a vampire. So yes, you can tap Vito with this to kick it. And then you make that opponent lose half their life rounded up. And then you're going to be gaining essentially that amount, which then you can drain from that same opponent or drain from someone else. So yeah, this can be a one-shot combo kill just with Blood Tribute and Vito. Of course, other cards that you can consider if you're doing an aristocrat style strategy, something like a Zulaport Cutthroat can be great. A 1-1 human rogue ally that costs one in a black. When it or another creature you control dies, each opponent loses one life and you gain one life. Obviously, you know, if you're sacrificing a ton of creatures, you're going to be draining out a lot of your opponents, gaining a lot of life from that, and then further utilizing kind of that life loss in a more targeted way. Again, Zulaport Cutthroat affects all of your opponents. It's going to drain all of your opponents. But then you can kind of add even more life loss to just one opponent that you really want to take out. Falconwrath Noble is essentially a more expensive Blood Artist, and I'll get to Blood Artist here in a bit. It's a 2-2 vampire with flying that costs 3 and a black. Whenever it or another creature dies, target player loses 1 life and you gain 1 life. So unlike Zulaport Cutthroat, this one counts all creatures on the board, including your opponent's creatures. And this is a more targeted one where you're just draining one opponent. So you can really make it hurt again, because again, you're not only utilizing the drain from this, but you're also utilizing that life gain further with Vito. So things can get really, really fun with that. Next up, some life shenanigans cards could come into play. Again, this commander you can build, I think, in a couple of different ways. And this is just another kind of a strategy, kind of like a Selenia deck that I built quite a long time ago. But basically a way to play with your life total and then kind of get benefit from that. Mischievous Poltergeist is a 1-1 ghost that costs 2 and a black. I believe it's actually a spirit. I've got the old one. Apologies. It's got flying and it has pay one life, regenerate it. So essentially you can just use this to completely control your life total down to whatever point you want. Obviously you can't just go up, but you can go down to whatever you want. You can take yourself down to one life on the spot whenever you want to. And it protects itself as well because it regenerates. So basically you can decide to set your life total down to one. Now, how is that useful? Well, using something like an Eternity Vessel. It's an artifact that costs 6. When it enters the battlefield, it enters with X charge counters on it, where X is your life total. And then it's got landfall. Whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, you may have your life total become the number of charge counters on Eternity Vessel. So let's say you're at 40 life. You play your Eternity Vessel. You use your Mischievous Poltergeist to drop your life total all the way down to 1. You play a land. Your life total goes back up to 40. That is life gain. Yes, life total's changing does count as life gain and life loss. So, or if you're going down. But basically, yes, you just gained 39 life, and then with Vito in play, you can say, okay, I will, drain you for 39. So it can be a huge swing that, you know, your opponents might not be expecting. I mean, if they kind of see this in play, they might figure it out, but it can be a lot of fun to kind of use your, you know, life total exchange, kind of playing with it to really drain your opponents quickly with this. Another way to do this in Mono Black is going to be with Soul Conduit. Soul Conduit is an artifact that costs 6. It's got pay 6 and tap it. 2 target players exchange life totals. Again, life exchange, going up or down does count as life loss or life gain. So again, if you go down to 1, if your opponent's at, again, say 40, you switch life totals. They're down to 1. You're at 40. You just gain 39 life. You can either drain them for that 1 just to take them out, or you can drain someone else to take them out. So now you've got one opponent at 1, and the other one could be, you know, if they have less than 39 life, then they're gone. Magus of the Mirror is another one that can do this. It's a 4-2 human wizard that costs 4 black-black. It has tap, sacrifice Magus of the Mirror, exchange life tolls to target opponent, activate this ability only during your upkeep. So this one is a bit more limited. In black, you can kind of recur this creature, you can reanimate it, but again, you can only do this during your upkeep, and it is a tap sac effect, so you do have to kind of wait to get this one off, but it can work, again, in a similar way. Another direction that you might take this deck could be some extort effects, something like a Thrall Parasite, just a 1-1 with extort. It does have that tap, pay 2 life, remove a counter, but extort, again, could be a fantastic way for this, because again, whenever you cast a spell, you can pay Orzhov. In this case, it's a mono black deck, so you would pay black. You drain all your opponents for 1, and then you gain life equal to life loss this way, so essentially you're just gaining 3 life each time. So now, instead of just draining, you know, an opponent for 1, essentially you drain them for 1 plus the 3, and then so that's, you know, 4. Plus the other two, that's 6. Math. Anyway, so instead of just draining people for 3, essentially, you're draining kind of overall 6 each time you extort, which is huge. You could also take Vito. Again, Vito is a vampire into a vampire tribal direction. Malakir Bloodwitch is kind of like a Grey Merchant of Asphodel, but for vampires. It's a 4-4 vampire shaman that costs 3 black-black. It's got flying protection from white. When it enters the battlefield, each opponent loses life equal to the number of vampires you control. You gain life equal to life loss this way. So again, kind of like a Grey Merchant of Asphodel, but for vampires. And then Sanctum Seeker can be another great addition to this deck, too. A 3-4 vampire knight that costs 2 black-black. Whenever a vampire you control attacks, each opponent loses 1 life and you gain 1 life. So you're already draining your opponents when you attack. Again, you gain a ton of life, and then you utilize that life with Vito to drain out an opponent. Next up, we've got some higher budget considerations. Again, I already mentioned Exquisite Blood, which is an extremely expensive card at around $45. Blood Artist, I believe I mentioned that before, but yeah, this is just a better version of Falconwrath Noble. A 0-1 vampire that costs 1 and a black. Whenever it or another creature dies, target player loses 1 life, you gain 1 life. Essentially, it's the exact same thing, just costs 2 mana less. I think this one's around $4 or $5 right now. Again, definitely a great addition to that deck. And again, for a vampire tribal deck, this is a vampire, so it works within those synergies. Kakusho the Evening Star, a 5-5 dragon spirit with flying that costs 4 black-black. When it dies, each opponent loses 5 life. You gain life equal to life loss this way. So again, that's basically, you know, 15 life gained. If there are 3 opponents, when this thing dies, everyone's already drained by 5. You gain 15. You drain 1 opponent for 15. That's pretty huge. So again, that's a much larger life swing. You know, not that, you know, 5 life isn't a good amount, but draining someone for 20 is definitely larger than draining someone for 5. And of course, Exsanguinate can be great with this too. It's a sorcerer for X black-black. It says each opponent loses X life, you gain life, you go to life loss this way. So you're draining your opponents for a ton, and then you can essentially kind of double up that amount that you're draining one opponent specifically. So yeah, maybe you can finish off some opponents that are low, and then you're gaining enough life to finish off that last opponent. So yeah, Vito, I think if, again, disclaimer, this was an unconfirmed, you know, spoiler. It looks very legit, so hopefully it is real. But yeah, Vito, I think, could be a very fun mono black commander to build around. Again, there are a couple different directions you can take it, really helping you utilize life gain strategies and life loss strategies. So yeah, really fun. Let me know in the comments below what your thoughts on Vito are. First off, do you think this is a real spoiler? And secondly, how would you go about building around Vito? And yeah, let me know in the comments below. As always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again and have a good one.